When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, the Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. And I do have some open line voicemails that we got for our latest contest that we have at WBSM.com on the WBSM app, where we're giving away tickets to the Soundside Music Festival. And you can enter to win tickets for the Sunday performance on our website, on our app. When you see the Foo Fighters, Bleachers, Norah Jones, but we've also got a special grand prize of a pair of two-day passes to see the Saturday and Sunday of the Soundside Music Festival in Bridgeport, Connecticut, the 28th and the 29th of September. And Saturday has Noah Kahan, Fleet Foxes, Goo Goo Dolls, Lisa Loeb, and Nine Stories. And if you want to buy tickets, you can do so at WBSM.com as well. We have a link there in the story to be able to go over there and buy tickets. If you'd rather just get them before they're gone and not have to worry about whether or not you win. But if you want to enter to win the grand prize, two-day passes, we're asking you to send us an open line voicemail telling us why you should be the winner. Who do you most want to see and why? And so we've gotten a couple of entries for that I'll play a little bit later on. Of course, the contest still going on for Post Malone as well. Same way. You can enter to win our regular seats, but just by typing in your info. But if you send us an open line voicemail telling us why you should be the winner, you can be entered to win the grand prize of a pair of field level seats. And all of these ticket giveaways are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, located at 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and the home of the Rack House Club, where you get not only access to some really great bourbons, whiskeys, and ryes as part of your membership every month, but also special members-only events like the members-only tasting event that happened last Saturday that I attended. And, you know, I don't know if it was that people were busy or if it was that the day had other things going on or what it might have been, but it was just myself and another Rack House Club member. And we had a great time sampling things like Bastille, single malt French whiskey, Roselleurs, which is a very rare French single malt whiskey. Both very, very good. Some resilient 16-year-old bourbon. And I think it's Ather or Athira, Lebanese single malt whiskey. That was fantastic as well. And, of course, we tried multiple bourbons and ryes from the Dark Arts line. All that just for being a Rack House Club member. So look into it if you are a fan of bourbon, whiskey, scotch, rye. Look into it. You can't go wrong. Every month you don't have to stay as a member. You can take a month off if you want. They don't charge your credit card or anything. You just go in and you make your payment every month. that you want to be an active member. And when you make your payment, you get a gift bag that has a bottle in it that's worth at least $50. So you're getting your money's worth and then some. Got an app chat message from Jeff in Fall River who says, good morning, Tim. The Peyton-Aram Bridge is down. Not sure when it will be available for traffic, just FYI. So I reached out to the town of Dartmouth to find out some more details about that. If we get an answer before the end of this program, I'll let you know. And if it comes later, I'll have Chris let you know. We'll see what we can find out. And speaking of traffic and driving, so I put this post on my Facebook yesterday because I'm sitting here trying to pull out of the radio station parking lot. And that's hard enough these days, pulling out onto Sconic and Neck Road because of the road work they're doing. They're installing sidewalks on Sconic and Neck Road, much, much needed. And certainly a worthwhile project, but it's caused a little bit of a traffic hiccup here where there is already an issue. And I've long said they should probably have a light out there, considering how hard it is for people to turn out of Stop and Shop, turn out of our plaza, go up and down Sconic and Neck Road. But as I'm getting ready to pull out, I'm going to turn left to head toward 240 and get on the highway. And a car is pulling out of Stop and Shop looking to pull right and go further down Sconic and Neck Road. I'm sorry. That's my right. I'm trying to turn to my left and they're trying to turn to their... No. I knew I'd screw it up. Strike that. Reverse it. Thank you. I'm trying to turn left out of this parking lot to go to 240. They're trying to turn left out of their parking lot to go down Sconic and Neck Road. I think I'm clear to turn left because they're also turning left opposite me. So we should be two ships passing in the night. We shouldn't have to run into each other. But this person takes the widest right loop before turning left. And you know, we've got to be past that point as drivers. When I was a new driver, I was warned, you know, older folks do that because older folks who drove larger vehicles in the 50s, the 60s, and even into the 70s, they had to do that. They had to go right a little bit to turn left. Truck drivers will do that. In a tractor trailer truck, they're going to go to the right and then turn left, or go to the left and then turn right. They need that wider berth to make the turn. You don't need that wider berth in a Nissan Maxima, in a Honda Accord, even in a Toyota RAV4. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do that in any modern car. They have much better turning capabilities, rack and pinion steering, all that kind of stuff. You don't need to do that anymore. You certainly don't need to do it as far as this person did, almost hitting me as I'm trying to turn out. Like, I just don't understand. And so I put something about it on Facebook, and I was getting a lot of comments from people. Well, you know, I drive a truck, so I still do that when I'm in my car. Well, don't. You know what else you do when you're in a truck? You shift using the clutch. But when you get into your automatic car, you don't do that. So if you can not shift manually in your automatic car, you can also not turn to the left before turning right or turn to the right before turning left. Don't do it. That's like saying, well, I'm a police officer. I'm used to being in my police car and being able to fly through red lights and go over the speed limit. So when I get in my personal vehicle, I just do the same thing out of habit. Don't. And I know it seems like a little thing to complain about, but I've got to wonder, because I had a near miss, how many near misses are there or accidents that happened because of it for something that is no longer necessary? Just a habit that you need to break. 508-996-0500. Yes, I get it. My cousin had a 63 Ford Galaxy, whatever year it was. You know, the giant Ford Galaxy. I'm sure she had to turn left to make a right-hand turn and swing out right to make a left-hand turn. I'm sure she had to do that. That thing did not turn easily, I'm sure. It was a boat. But now that she drives, I don't know what she drives now. Actually, knowing her, she probably has another one of those. But I know she has a small, normal vehicle, too, for commuting every day. And I'm sure she drives that differently. Maybe I'm just being a complainer, but it's something that irks me. And, you know, while I'm talking about things that irk me about traffic, I will admit, and I've talked about this before, I was for the legalization of marijuana. I thought people are doing it anyway. They're not going to not do it. We might as well make tax revenue from it. And we see the benefit of that tax revenue. We see the things that we're able to implement because of it. Well, free college. We're able to do that because of the revenue that cannabis brings in. I like it. I like the fact that we are making tax money off of that. And I like the fact that people aren't getting arrested just because they smoke marijuana. However, and people warned when this was, you know, being debated and when it was a question on the ballot, people warned, well, you know, you're going to have people that are going to drive and smoke, and it's going to be as bad as people that drink and drive. And my response to that was, well, drinking and driving is a problem, of course, but it's not as ubiquitous as you're trying to make it out to be. And also, people are already smoking and driving anyway. It'll be fine. And I will say this, as much as I still think legalizing cannabis was the right move, and I still support it, the opponents of it were correct in the fact that way too many cars are driving around with people smoking in them. You can smell it. I can smell it in my car. I don't have air conditioning, so I got the windows down. I can smell it coming into my car. And you got an epidemic of people who are moving way too slowly. And I'm not a speed demon. I'm not breaking the speed limit. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm probably going 5 miles over the speed limit. But I'm not always in a hurry that I'm like, get out of my way. But it's more like rolling my eyes like, oh my God, you are so slow. What is wrong with you? This is a road, not a parade. Get out of the way. And then you pull up to the car and you smell it coming out and you're like, oh, that's what's going on. So people will call up and say, well, people who smoke marijuana are actually very safe drivers. And I'm probably not true, but I'm not debating that with you. But I will say they're very slow drivers. And so if you shouldn't do it while you're driving anyway, but if you are, at least keep up to the speed limit because it makes it less obvious that you're doing it. I remember the time I tried to do it and drive. And I was like, nope, we're sitting here for the next 2 hours. I also don't do it very often, so it probably hits me harder than most people. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We are going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few moments. Walking on tightrope for love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escaping me. I just wanna be cool. And welcome back in. Jeff says the Peyton Aaron Bridge has reopened. He says he believes that the gate malfunctioned. So there you go. No need to worry. You can get over the bridge. Let's take a phone call here. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good, how are you? Huh? Talking about weed. I used to love it years ago when it was good. You know, when it was good stuff. Not this stuff nowadays. I can't stand the smell of it. But I did try the one, the medical one this year.
Mm-hmm.
I got so paranoid. I wouldn't even leave my back porch to go in the house. It was terrible. I don't know what it is, but I used to smoke it all the time when I was younger, even in school, high school.
In the school or while you were
outside on my lunch.
I say you should have been paranoid then.
No, I know I should have been, and I went right to class, and I was fine. But that was when I was like 16. But But I know I can't stand the smell of it. It smells like skunk, or it smells like burning rubber. I don't know. There's all kinds of different smells to it.
Yeah, I mean, for something that they're now infusing with all these different flavors, you think they'd be able to infuse some aroma scent into it, you know?
I know. It's just terrible. I don't know about you. Do you get paranoid with it, or you just...
I've only done it like a handful of times, so I don't...
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm paranoid anyway in general, so...
Well, we used to ride around before we went to a club, and when we'd smoke and all that. By the time we get to the club, we'd all just sit in the car till about, I don't know, it was almost last call. And then we'd get back in, we'd go inside, and it's last call, because everybody was too paranoid to go in, but whatever. But it was, now I wouldn't even try it anymore, but anyway.
Well,
They shouldn't be able to drive with it, though.
They say the gummies and the edibles are the way to go if it's, you know... I don't know. I've tried those too. Just not for me.
There's THC in it.
Yeah, right? It's just none of it's really for me.
No, I don't like. Years ago, THC was just a pill form.
I don't have time to dedicate to, not being completely in charge of my faculties. So
no, you got to have your drinks first, and then you. I know.
Little bit. I mean, unless I'm going to a tasting, but I just have a little bit, and that's enough for me.
Of what, the drinks?
I'm drinking, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
so
when
like,
you're out, yeah.
I'll pour, no, not even, even when I'm out, I might have like a beer or two or a couple of drinks, but when I'm home, like I have a little tiny glass that I'll pour a little bit of the rye or the bourbon into, and, I'll sip that, and chances are I won't finish it all and end up pouring it back into the bottle.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, I used to finish my scotch all the time and my whiskey. I used to like all the ryes. Now I switched over to red wine.
Check out the selection at Stevie's. They have a little machine there.
I know Eddie. You know Eddie that works there?
I do not.
Oh, yeah, he works at night. I think on the weekend.
But you can sample wine. They have a machine right there that samples wine, so that there's always four different wines in there you can try. And then
I just like the burgundy. That's it. Dry.
And they also have a wine chiller. So if you buy a bottle, you can put it in there, and it's free. They do the little chiller service.
Ooh.
And you can go home with a nice chilled... not the box wines, though.
Oh, well.
All
righty.
You have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
And it is now time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Harris and Trump. It's time for what could be their only debate before the election. SpaceX makes history and could do it again this week. And an iconic voice is silenced.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are just hours away from their first and possibly only debate, less than 2 months before the presidential election. Tonight's event in Philadelphia will be the first time the two have ever met in person. This Trump supporter has some advice for the former president.
Don't call our names. Just stick to the issues.
This voter in the key state of Pennsylvania wants to hear more from Harris during the debate.
I hope to learn a lot of good things about her and what her plans are to help us this next few years.
The event has heightened importance with a new Siena College New York Times poll showing the race in a dead heat. ABC News debate starts at 9 on all major networks. SpaceX is celebrating a historic launch from Florida's Space Coast overnight.
One, ignition, and...
The Polaris Dawn mission finally got off the ground with a successful launch after being delayed several times due to a helium leak and bad weather. If everything goes as planned, the four civilian astronauts embarking on a five-day journey will take part in the first ever commercial spacewalk. A man accused of setting an Israeli flag on fire during a protest at Columbia University in April now faces charges. Jacqueline Carl reports.
40-year-old James Carlson pleaded not guilty in a Manhattan court on Monday on criminal mischief and three misdemeanors. He faces 4 years in prison if convicted. Carlson is also facing a separate case of trespassing inside Columbia University's Hamilton Hall on April 30th. He's due back in court on December 9th. Neither Carlson or his lawyer have commented on the case. Jacqueline Carl, NBC News Radio, New York.
Experts say Americans should start planning their 2024 taxes now. Tammy Trujillo reports.
Chief Tax Information Officer for Jackson Hewitt, Mark Stebber, says the reasons are simple.
You can avoid surprise, you can avoid refund shock or balance due disappointment. So the important concept is to do an estimate of where you're going to be as early as possible using the current data that you have.
He says simply take your August 30th pay stub, add 8 more future pay stubs, and you'll get a pretty good idea of what your W-2 wages will be for 2024. Do the same with your withholding, and you should see where you're at currently, barring any year-end bonuses. Stebber says you can keep it simple or do a deep dive with spreadsheets or reach out to an expert now for help. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And the world is remembering actor James Earl Jones, who has died at the age of 93. Lisa G. reports.
The award-winning actor was regarded for his accomplishments on the stage and screen. He was well known for his voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
Luke, it is your destiny.
As Mufasa in The Lion King.
Don't turn your back on me, Scar.
As an actor in Roots.
Kunta Kinte!
Coming to America.
Guests awaiting, Your Majesty.
Let them wait!
He also loved New York City and the theater, and had a Broadway theater named after him on West 48th Street. Jones passed away at his home in Dutchess County, New York. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox took the opener against the Orioles 12-3 at Fenway Park. Boston now 3 games back of the final American League wildcard spot. The series continues tonight in Boston. First pitch at 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Lovely today, once again, with abundant sunshine. Meanwhile, some clouds this morning. They'll break apart. Temperatures around 60 this morning, upper 70s by the afternoon with sunny skies. Clear, low 50s overnight. Tomorrow into Thursday, mid-70s with plenty of sunshine. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecilia del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420. WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
Back to life, back to reality, back to
welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hey, morning, Tim.
How you doing?
That was some good bumper music there. Who is that?
That is Soul to Soul, Back to Life.
All right. Yeah, I'd make a good, breaking in. You know, you had an interview, or it wasn't an interview, it sounded more like the, just a caller, talking about the wine tasting there. I would hesitate, this being a very important election year, one of the most famous ways of cheating people out of their vote is to get them drunk before election. And one of the setup techniques is to make liquor cheap before the election, so they're so stupefied they're hooked. And So, yeah, how about holding off on the liquor until after Election Day?
That seems like a stretch. I think people that are, you know, responsible adult drinkers can handle doing both.
Well, they're trying to get the youth vote in right now, right? So those are not necessarily responsible older voters. But the other angle of it is, I mean, if you've ever read any Davy Crockett, you know, he ran for Congress. I think he only won once, but he did it basically by getting people drunk. And he actually was a horrible congressman, and so he never got reelected. But getting people drunk before Election Day, that was Tammany Hall. I mean, that was, you know, buy people a drink and get their vote. You know, it was just a cheap way of getting a rotten person elected. And never underestimate MAGA for doing the, you know, providing cheap liquor. The other thing, the talk on the news about somebody getting 4 years for burning a flag. You know, you think of the American patriots burning a British flag, you'd get 4 years for that. Good grief, man. And Gaza is an oil war. And if the people of Israel haven't got the guts to get rid of Netanyahu, they're stuck with a friggin' criminal. And they have had long enough, you know, they're over 50,000 dead. You know, the Nazis were famous for killing 20-1. Here's Israel, it is tolerating 50-1 for the people that were, you know, murdered on October 7th. 50-1. You know, that it's sickening. And if somebody is up for getting 4 years in prison, that the taxpayers have got to pay for somebody in prison for 4 years just for somebody being an anti-war or humanitarian into a stinking oil war. You know, these guys are, anybody that doesn't believe me, just do a Google search of Chevron Gaza or Gaza oil. Just easy to find. There are dozens. The Oil and Gas Journal has got plenty on it. They've known about it for over 10 years, and they've been slaughtering the people in Gaza for 10 years. And you think about, you know, who owns the oil? Who owes it or owns it? The people that live on top of it. What would be the motivation for killing every man, woman, and child in an area but to kill the people that own the oil?
Sure.
And, you know, who's got the mineral rights?
Yeah, no, I got to hold you there, but good points. Thank you for the call.
Sure.
Have a good day. And now let's go to this call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well, very well. That man, I call him Mr. San Francisco because he calls in from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
He's always got some unique way of views and points to be made. So I'm going to go to a lighter note. Because that's me. I didn't make it over to Martha's Vineyard because, one, it looked like it was going to rain all day and they predicted rain. And second of all, I couldn't get anybody to go with me. And I didn't want to go by myself. And the ferry goes out early in the morning and then it goes back at, you know, end of the day, which would have been fine late afternoon. But the whole day there, no. It would have been, you know, I would have been bored by myself that long.
You would have found stuff to do for sure.
Yeah.
Had a nice meal. This is the time of year to go to the Black Dog when all the tourists are gone.
Oh, I've been to that place before. But to go that early, yeah, I would have ended up spending too much money on food and stuff. Because another thing, though, it's good it worked out that way. Because I've been wanting to put money into your walking thing. That's this weekend.
That's the first weekend in October, October 6th.
All right, so that's money I saved to put towards you on that.
Oh, appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, this time of the year, you know, when I go out, I do a lot of stuff, but I'm very frugal. I can go have a lot of fun and not spend a lot of money. So that way I save my money to do like 2-3 big things over the wintertime.
Well, and important to note too, the money that I'm raising all goes toward helping families that are battling cancer. So,
yes, that's a wonderful thing. Yeah, and then I like to, during the winter months, I do my donating. And I'll do my vacation at the end of October. I was listening to Colleen. She called in over the weekend. I hope she's still listening. Maybe, hopefully she could call back in. She went to a restaurant, and she had a pizza, and she had salads. And the salads, she said, were $10 a piece. But they ended up being just rinky-dink, like she could count the tomatoes and cucumbers. And then she ended up paying, they charged her $5, both of them, $5 each more, just to have some cheese on it, shredded cheese. So I was wondering if she could call back in and say the name of that restaurant, because I really don't want to make that mistake.
Well, she can, her and I are Facebook friends. She can send me a Facebook message with the info.
Cool.
And then I can send that over to you. Rather than put a restaurant on blast on the air, there's not necessary.
Right. Okay. No, that's great. Because I don't want to be in that predicament. But yeah, as far as smoking pot, I used to, off and on, but I don't as much anymore. You know, one and a half tokes every blue moon. That's about anything more than that, then I'm staying in. Not because I'm paranoid or anything, it's just because I know better than to try to drive. Reflexes are different.
Yeah, just do it responsibly. And, you know, I mean, I don't fault anybody that wants to do it. It's not for me, but, you know, if you're going to do it, just do it responsibly. That's all. Same with drinking, you know. I know I talk a lot about Stevie's and all. I don't drink a lot. I will have a few sips of something. And yeah, it's once a week.
Yeah, well, you only have one kidney, too. So you'll be making work overtime if you do that.
That's why I got to be careful. I mean, but I was never really a big drinker anyway.
No, I picked that up on you.
The joke was always my friends would never invite me when they were going out anywhere because they knew that, you know, I'd have three drinks and I'd be, you know, asking for the keys to go back to the car and take a nap.
Yeah, but you'd be a great, sober driver for anybody that wanted to go out and really.
Yeah, I would do that sometimes. And then, you know, my brother did it for me when he was under 21, he would be the driver. And so I always told him, well, now that you're 21, I'll be the driver. But he doesn't like to drink that much either. He gave into peer pressure at the concert the other night and had a drink with me in the parking lot. So.
Well, that's good. It's a memory. I mean, like you said, you guys had a blast and you haven't been together and done anything like that in so long. So that's awesome anyway. But yeah, so with Stevie's, I went over there once. I think you should tell me the name of the road again because I haven't been back.
Huddleston, it's right on Route 6.
It is right on Route 6. Yep. That's what I thought.
It's in where the old Huddleston House is, you know, where they have the restaurant now, Traveler's Ale House. It's right next to that in the little building, the building that was Emma Jean's.
Yeah. I know I was there a year ago, but yeah, okay. Now I definitely remember where it's at. I want to try some rosé. I'm tired of wine.
They've got plenty over there.
Yeah, I'm going to try some rosé because there's some really decent rosé out there now.
There's probably some in that machine that allows you to try a sample.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you also explained that the $50, you don't have to do it anymore because I was like, wow, that's a lot of money. But you don't have to, you're not forced to do it every month. So
right. It's all in how it works for you.
Right, exactly. So I'm going to, I'll do.
Well, if you go over there, let me know how it works out for you.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to stop by on my way back from Plymouth.
All right. Well, you enjoy it. Have a good day.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
And let's take one more call here before I get to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Scott Pimenton here. If I could make an announcement, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to just remind everyone that tonight at 6 o'clock we have a meeting for the Friends of Brooklawn Park. And what we're doing is we're seeking some public input to have pickleball installed at the park there where the tennis courts are.
Oh, nice.
So, again, that's going to be tonight at the Rickerson Nature Center, and it starts at 6 o'clock.
And people will be out in plenty of time to get home and watch the debate.
That's correct. Yep, I was thinking the same thing. So.
All right. Well, and let us know how it goes and keep us up to date with that venture.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a good day.
All right. You too now.
And pickleball, hugely popular, and it's taking over all the parks, but not taking over, you know, like people complained about how disc golf was taking things over. No, these are just people who are tennis players are loving being able to play pickleball. Jack Spillane, for example. So why he's not coming in anymore? Because he's in the morning, he's out there playing tennis, and then he'll play pickleball when the weather gets cooler. So, definitely popular. All right, I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And welcome back in. We got an app chat message from Skeddy who says, where did he say the pickleball is at 6 o'clock? It's not pickleball. It's a meeting for public input about putting pickleball into Brooklawn Park. And the meeting is at the Ricketson Nature Center on Acushan Avenue at 6 p.m. Also, very quickly here, as I mentioned earlier, we have a new contest up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app to win tickets to the Soundside Music Festival happening the 28th and 29th in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And you can enter to win tickets for the Sunday show, the Sunday day of performances, headlined by the Foo Fighters. But we also have one grand prize of a pair of two-day passes, so you can see Noah Kahan and Goo Goo Dolls on Saturday. And if you want to win those VIP passes, you have to send us an open line voicemail telling us who you want to see and why. And so we got a couple regarding the Goo Goo Dolls that I'm going to play for you right now.
I'm a small-town Wisconsin girl that would love to win the tickets to the Connecticut Soundside Music Festival to see the Goo Goo Dolls. They have been an inspiration to me through some very hard times in my life.
Well, that's a commitment, because you're going to have to fly here, I guess, to be able to see the Goo Goo Dolls to come from Wisconsin. But I guess if you're a serious fan, you will. And here's another one that we received.
Hi, my name is Amanda. I'm a huge Goo Goo Dolls fan and enjoy several of the artists on the lineup. I was in a car accident this week, and winning tickets would make my month so much better.
So if you want to give us a reason why you should be the winner of the two-day passes, all you have to do is go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app. All the instructions are there to how to send over an open line voicemail if you've never done it before. You can also use that app for so much more, including sending over app chat messages like Sunny and Akushna did earlier, where she said, hi, Tim, I'm an independent voter. I will make my decision after the debate. So that's really the first person I've heard that hasn't already decided who they're going to vote for. She says, I do not think that Kamala has my vote yet. I like Kennedy more, so right now Trump is for me. So there is somebody who is looking to the debate tonight to help them make their decision about who they're going to vote for. As I was saying earlier, I think that that is, you know, kind of overplayed by the media, just how undecided such a large portion of the country is. I think most people know what they're going to do. They might not be willing to tell pollsters what they're going to do, or they might be afraid to commit just yet, just in case. But I think most people know where they're leaning for sure. But if there are undecided people, tonight will go a long way toward helping them, I'm sure. Got to take my final break. We will be right back. And welcome back in. That is Hulk Hogan's theme from the original wrestling album, the first wrestling album that came out. And that song was written to become a new theme song for Hulk Hogan. And instead, he's like, you know what? I like the song that you made for the U.S. Express, Real American by Rick Derringer, better. So he started using that as his theme song. And that song, Hulk Hogan's theme, ended up becoming the theme song to Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling cartoon, in which Brad Garrett, who later went on to play Ray Romano's brother on Everybody Loves Raymond, was the voice of Hulk Hogan in that cartoon. So a little bit of trivia there. Why am I bothering telling you all this? Because tomorrow morning on the program at 8 o'clock, we are going to be joined by the immortal Hulk Hogan. He's going to be in Massachusetts tomorrow promoting his Real American beer. And we are going to have the Hulkster right here on WBSM. And I was getting a lot of messages from people and comments from people on social media where I posted that about, oh, how can you have Hulk Hogan on? He was at the RNC and he's retweeting Trump and all that. Like, listen, whatever his politics are, he's still one of my childhood heroes. And I know he's gotten in trouble for a few things in recent years, but he's apologized for them and tried to make amends for them and tried to be better for them. And we'll give anybody a second chance. So when I had Patton Oswalt on, there were people who were conservatives that were like, how can you have him on? You know, and that's how it's going to go. When I interviewed Stormy Daniels on my internet show, I had people, how can you have her on the show? Listen, a good conversation is a good conversation, no matter who is on the other side. So tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, we will be joined by the immortal Hulk Hogan. And you'll get your chance to get out there and meet him at some of these different events that he'll be doing to promote his Hulk Hogan's Real American beer. He's going to be, hold on, I'll tell you exactly where. He's going to be at Yankee Spirits in Swansea tomorrow from 2 to 3, at the Yankee Spirits in Attleboro from 4 to 5, and the six-string grilling stage at in Foxborough Patriot Place from 6 to 7:30. And then he'll also...
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.